Now, Manly is already world famous, and it's on the cusp of adding a new layer of awesome. Manly could become the next premier destination for entertainment and culture, reminiscent of the 80s and 90s when the Northern Beaches had a thriving pub rock scene, which helped start the career of bands like INXS and Midnight Oil. Now, with funding from the New South Wales government, Northern Beaches Council will be trialling a special entertainment precinct to establish more nightlife options in Manly. Manly will be joining other Sydney areas that are establishing these precincts to boost nightlife and trade. The New South Wales government's special entertainment initiative allows councils to extend trading hours with designated areas in which to party. Hopefully we're going to see local businesses and the community deliver diverse and vibrant nightlife options. There is a lot going on, and who better to discuss than Northern Beaches Mayor Sue Hines, who joins us now on 2SER Breakfast. Good morning. How are you?
Very well, Danny. How are you?
Well, so wonderful to have you here on the show with us. This is fantastic. And as Mayor, you must be very excited about this.
Yeah, absolutely. I think this is really important for our area to make sure that something like this actually goes ahead, because everyone knows Manly's a beach destination, but we really want to see Manly vibrant all year round with a diversity of activities there. So we want to make sure that entertainment and hospitality offerings are for all ages.
This is going to be great. Obviously, sort of, will it be centred around the Corso or will it be all over the place?
It'll be around the Corso, but also extended along the edges up to other areas as well, including some of the residential areas, because we just want to make sure, especially with this type of acoustic testing that we're doing, that we're going to make sure that we're covering as many places as possible to make sure that the sound isn't going to be an issue there. And we're also looking at making sure that we can test new controls on the noise and trading hours, and as well as improved public transport services and timetables. And it gives us a chance to see how our good neighbour management protocol works, and that'll operate alongside the controls of our New South Wales Liquor and Gaming, the police, who have responsibility for regulating noise complaints from the licensed venues.
Yeah, you've got to get a lot of ducks in a row with this, don't you? Because you've got to deal with things like the post-COVID lifestyle. Obviously, live music took a big hit there, rising cost of living, insurance costs and noise complaint laws, like how you do. Obviously, it's a lot of work there for you and council.
Absolutely, absolutely. But it's work really worthwhile, because if we get it right, then it means that everybody knows what to expect when they're coming into an entertainment precinct.
And seeing as other councils are taking part in this trial, I imagine this will be a situation where there will be greater communication between you all to see how the trials are going, see what ideas are working for everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've had several discussions already with other councils, and they'll continue definitely during the trial phase. But we can learn from councils like Burwood, who've created a vibrant nighttime precinct, and that's not focused on just alcohol consumption. And Inner West Council, in terms of how they've dealt with the noise impacts, and of course City of Sydney, with how they've helped small business hospitality businesses getting up again after the tough economic times.
Excellent. Is there a timeline for when the trial's going to be taking place?
Oh, that's a great question. I know that we voted this through on council a little while ago, that when it actually starts, I'm not 100% sure.
I imagine there's a few more ducks to be lined up before that all happens.
And I think the sound, I would imagine that the sound testing equipment is what we're probably waiting for.
Excellent. And I'm assuming it's a thing that's got a great deal of support there in the area. Manly, as well as sort of all the beautiful things that you've cited there about the area, some of the pubs there that would have been havens for nightlife back in the day, absolutely just wonderful places to be to check out live music.
Yeah, they absolutely were. And we want to see them. We want to see them thrive. I mean, it is really tough economically for a lot of people at the moment. So going out is something that people are really pulling back on, but we're trying to encourage people to think about coming out in winter. We just had a festival, if you like, down at Manly to try and show people that there are different things you can do while you're going down there, especially with families, because of course it's easy to get to Manly via the ferry and things like that. So it's trying to bring as many people together as possible.
This will be wonderful, encouraging a vibrant, manly nightlife, making a great place even greater. Mayor Sue Hines, I really appreciate you joining us here on 2SER Breakfast this morning. Seeing as this is an ongoing concern, an evolving situation, would it be possible to get you back when there's more news at hand?
Absolutely. Now, absolutely. Well, I'm sure we're going to learn some lessons along the way.
That's the motto of this radio program. Before I let you go, Mayor Sue Hines, were you in a band back in the day?
Absolutely not, but I definitely was one of those people that had my favourites. So, yes, I certainly loved going out to bands. All over Sydney when I was younger. So, yeah, I'd love to see all of this come back again.
No worries. Well, as a hard-hitting journalist, I had to ask you that question just to make sure this wasn't some sort of, like, long game you were playing to get your band back together and get a gig happening there.
No.
Mayor Sue Hines, I really appreciate you joining us here this morning. Absolutely wonderful to have you here on 2SER Breakfast, and can't wait to see what happens with the live entertainment precinct trials there in Manly and, indeed, all over the city. Thank you so for joining us.
Thank you so much, Danny. Thank you.